sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've done like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what you're told on.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
Mama. What?
One cup. Wow. I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Rolling, guys.
Hashtag Actors Life.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children over the age of 15? Because let's be honest, if you're younger than 15, you probably shouldn't be listening to this anyway.
Oh, they can.
Oh, can they? Can they though?
Yeah.
I don't know. We've touched on some pretty sensitive issues from time to time. None more sensitive than today's topic, Avengers Infinity War.
I got my 3-year-old niece listening to these things. She loves them. I don't have a 3-year-old niece.
Yeah.
Just, that was made up. But if I did, I'd totally get her to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, would you? Okay.
Totally.
That's all right.
I'd sit her down and force her to
I'm
watch.
Not letting you anywhere near my children. I just want to point that out. Ever.
Your non-existent
my
children.
My non-existent children.
You already told me off the recording that I'm a godfather, so it's fine.
I didn't say that at all. But yes, Avengers Infinity Wars. But before we get into it, it's Jesse on the 1-2 coming at you, the host with the most. And to my left is MGZ.
And this is Chris.
The M and the C components of the JMC Budget B&B.
Just want to point out, this podcast might have spoiler alerts. So
yes.
If you haven't seen it, amazing Infinity Wars Avengers. So,
if you haven't seen it, there are two things you need to do right now. One, stop this podcast and go and watch Avengers Infinity Wars. If you haven't watched a decade worth of Marvel films leading up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is, on your trip to the cinema, pop on one of our other podcasts if you haven't listened to that.
That's
and catch up to everything up until this point.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, guys, let's get into it. I want to start.
Spoilers.
You've been warned.
I cannot stress this any further. I'm going to give you 5 seconds grace in between now to stop it.
Yeah.
And go on to something else.
Yeah.
Two, one. Okay. Yeah. Now we're going to get into it.
That's
all. Okay. The chances you're going to get.
That said, it's like four days since it came out, 5 days.
It's been, it'd be about 4 days, because it's Monday now, it came out on the 25th. We got it before the rest of the world.
I feel so like people should, the hardcore fans would have seen it by now.
Hardcore fans would have seen it by now, yeah.
We're in that category, but we saw the first viewing.
First session of the day.
Because it came out on Anzac Day, so they couldn't show any sessions before 11 o'clock legally. We were at the 11:45 VMAX session.
It was packed
to the brim.
Yeah,
it was full.
It was great.
Then that evening, we went to the last session of the day.
Had to watch it again.
Yeah, and that was a spontaneous one. We hadn't actually booked for that. We weren't sure if we'd get tickets or not. We managed to.
Yeah,
and then again, packed.
At
a 10:10 session.
Rightly so. Rightly
and right. Without you guys, I watched it for the third time in 3D
yesterday.
Night.
Yeah.
In 3D.
I didn't know that.
Didn't make a difference, to be honest.
I'm not down with it.
Yeah.
Me either. Not
however, the real conversation is Infinity Wars. I'm still recovering from it. I know it's been 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
I can't stop watching things about Infinity Wars.
Yes.
Like, the video is coming out.
Yes. But I can't stop thinking about it as well.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be moments like, well, I'm just like at work, or, you know what I mean, even just here, even like at the gym, and I'll just be like, I'll just trail off.
Yes,
so
I feel I'm
about,
motivated.
Like, thinking about one of the scenes, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I'll just be like, oh, that's right, I'm here to do something. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes of just looking into the distance. Thinking
it
about
still feels like we've lost, you know, a family member. Like, they were just here.
Yes, absolutely. Like, not only just a family member. I think I turned one of you at the end of the movie, so I feel like I've lost half my family.
Yeah, that's
literally what it feels like.
I think that was the sixth time I've heard you actually say that now. Yeah.
But like,
it's still
with me.
Like, Black Panther just came out and then he's like, boom, disappears. And like,
gone.
Fucking.
Yeah.
We just saw Homecoming last year. I'm just like, I'm so emotionally attached to these characters.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
10 years. I mean, people I know are, smashing old. The movie didn't have a plotline and stuff, but like it's a Thanos movie. We all know this.
Let's be fair. This film, like a lot of films, you know, the sequels kind of come out and all that sort of stuff, and they do what they can to sort of bring you back up to the point of where it's at now to kind of allow people who aren't familiar with the story to get a grip on exactly what's going on.
Let's be real though.
But with this one, it's not made for people who haven't seen anything to do with Marvel. If if you're going to this to see this, you've come along the journey.
Yeah.
You've fallen in love with these characters. You feel like they're a part of you. And then you jump straight into this film where it picks up at the end credit scene of Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, straight away.
And you're straight into it. There is no time wasted. You're there.
What I find so amazing, like the 10 years, every single Marvel film has something to do with this one film. Like,
definitely.
Any little,
little Easter egg.
It all led up to this. Like, totally. How do you write that? That is just amazing.
Yeah. That is one of the biggest, that's a huge part about the cinematic universe and stuff. It's so impeccably constructed.
Yeah.
And I think that in itself deserves all the accolades that these guys are getting right now.
Yeah. And I feel like unreal. They need some sort of award, an Oscar or something. I mean, these visual effects are getting crazy. But to be honest, Brolin did amazing.
Josh was unreal.
Really felt for Thanos after watching it three times. I was like, you know what? He's got a good point.
Yeah.
Maybe they do need, the universe needs a huge pay.
Yeah, well, it's funny, because one of my workmates actually said that was one of the things he didn't like about the movie. He didn't like a bunch of shit, and fuck you, Craig, whatever. So, but like, it's...
Name dropping, jeez. Yeah,
fuck him, whatever, he doesn't like the movie, fuck him.
Yeah. I don't like people doing that. People say like, it's okay.
We don't
like,
associate not... with haters. Yeah.
No.
You're entitled to your opinion, even though it's wrong.
Yeah. Wrong. You're wrong, but your opinion, Craig, walk away.
No, but look, it's... He said it's one of those things, he's like, oh, you know, they made me like Thanos. And I was like, well, because that's one of like the good parts of being a good villain, is that you understand their side of the story. It's not just this one-dimensional... villain who comes in to, you know what I mean, end everything, and you're not sure why or what the fuck.
Yeah,
that's just a classic, you know what I mean? If it was that, no one would be invested in it, no one would believe it. Like,
that's what Marvel does,
though. It would
just be flat,
and it would just be like every other villain. But like, you need to have a villain that you understand.
Marvel does that. It certainly did a great job to make you feel conflicted. You were conflicted. Yeah. You were like, but these guys are doing the right thing, and Thanos, I could see where you're coming from, but you shouldn't do what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I can't help but respect you for who you are.
It makes the conflict so much greater between...
Oh, yeah. Because you're like, I kind of know, but you're not. No.
Exactly. So when Loki didn't make it, you felt for him because you know his history.
Exactly.
He's been in like three or four films.
Again, you can understand Loki's side of everything he's done, why he's done it.
Absolutely. I can't recall ever not liking Loki.
He's just, he's the best out of all the villains.
Yeah, comes in the Avengers and...
So what's your thoughts, guys? Is he out?
He's not dead?
Loki?
He's not dead?
No, I 100% think he's dead. So the way I've looked at it is that there's the dead pile, and then there's the disintegrated dead.
Okay, right?
I think the people who are dead is Heimdall, Loki, anyone who died before the snap, essentially. So Loki, Heimdall, Vision counts as well.
You reckon Vision can come back?
Nah.
Vision
can come back. I think you're wrong. No. So you're thinking Gamora's out too?
Gamora's definitely out.
I reckon Gorn.
You think these people aren't going to come back?
Nah, right.
Gamora's definitely going to come back. There's no way. Gamora's coming back.
There's a Guardians Volume 3, right?
Yeah. It's going to be without her.
It's not going to be without her.
No way.
Okay? Because unless the Guardians Volume 3 is about getting her back. Now, we had to see Gamora traded to get the Soul Stone.
Yeah.
Right? So... to give back the Soul Stone, you're going to get Gamora.
Yeah.
And so it's a trade for a trade.
And also...
What?
The Soul Stone to go back, you get Gamora back.
Well, who says they're putting it back?
They'll have to put it back.
Why do they have to put it back?
They have to scatter the stones again, so there's something like this doesn't happen.
What? Yeah.
It's like the Dragon Balls. When you make a wish, the balls, expand and, go away. Like, it's like that.
The Infinity Stones, right?
Yeah.
They're going back. They're being scattered
again. What do you mean they're going back?
They're going scattered. They're going to
Who's
scatter.
Who's going to do that?
The Avengers.
I assume it'll be
What's
Captain
left?
Marvel.
No,
I assume it'll be Captain Marvel. Destroy the stones.
Possibly.
Destroy the gauntlet. Destroy the stones. Mm. In turn, destroy Thanos. I believe...
The gauntlet's already destroyed.
No, it's not.
He can still use it.
It's damaged, but it's not destroyed.
Yeah, it's damaged.
It's still a thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's still teleported.
Yeah. They just showed that, I think, to show that what happened worked, to show that it did something.
It exploded because there's a lot of power exerted, so...
Yeah.
Obviously, but he's still...
Exactly.
Snapped.
So the way I look at it is that there's dead pile, because you need it in the movie like this. We all knew people were going to die. You need to have deaths that... People don't come back, so otherwise, if everyone just came back, it would be like there's no point in dying.
Yeah,
well, you need to have people that are dead and don't come.
As much
back.
As I don't want,
and I believe the snap people, like I think even watching, we all kind of think, okay, they have to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's half the fucking universe. That's what yeah. they, and that's what the next movie
is. Spider-Man has another movie coming out.
Exactly. Spider-Man's got another movie coming out already. Like,
Black Panther's just had a movie. Come on.
There's yeah. no second Black Panther. Because there's going to be another Black Panther as well,
right? Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, all this. That's
as much as I don't want him to die, but I think Loki is kaput.
I think Loki's gone as well.
I wish he wasn't, but you know,
no, he's coming back.
Why do you think that?
It's too underwhelming.
I don't think it was underwhelming at all. Actually, like the more I think about it, and especially after watching it a second time, I think he actually went out in a blaze of glory. I think it was very well done. I think it might seem underwhelming because it happened in the first 5 minutes, which is obviously rare. Yeah. And the fact that you don't see him for the rest of the movie makes it seem smaller than it actually is. But if you just look at that scene in and of itself, I think he went out in a blaze of glory and probably one of the best deaths you can have, really.
I see your point and I understand where you're coming from. But see, the thing is, we're talking about a guy who's always got something up his sleeve, right? Like, that was, for him, that was too big of a gamble to take in what he did for him not to have an out.
I've got a point here. Look at this in the story point of view. His goal was to be, like, in king of Asgard. There is no Asgard now. His story is pretty much done. There's no motivation for him anymore. Just
I can see that.
And I think needed to happen more so to build Thanos more than anything else. I think, like, I can see what you're saying, like, with, you know, like, he's always got a plan up his sleeve. He's always that guy who finds a way out of everything. But I think in order for people to fear Thanos, especially after those first 5 minutes, you needed to go, well, he just trumped the guy who's always trumping everyone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why he fucking beat up the Hulk the way he did, why he just destroyed Thor, why he just killed Loki, you know what I mean? Nothing else like that. You needed to have that kick in the gut.
Which is probably why Thor, the Hulk didn't come back out, because he's like, I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
No, that's 100% what it is. Yeah, well, I mean, like, he was indestructible, essentially. He couldn't be beaten, and he was...
See, that's still a hard thing for me to process, too, is that just that little fight scene between Thanos and the Hulk, as well, is actually hard for me to process, because it just doesn't seem...
I believe it, because, like, Thanos is a titan. He's always been, like, the big dude. Like,
yeah.
I didn't find that hard to believe.
No, I'm still stuck on it, you know what I mean? Because it's just hard to... Hulk's always just been that indestructible kind of dude. To see him getting beaten up, it's like, fuck.
But that's a good story.
Yeah,
the indestructible is destructible.
Totally, yeah. And that's what I mean. It gives you that kick in the gut that you need, you know what I mean?
Oh, it gives you a big...
From the get-go. Yeah. The first scene. That's great.
It shows you how much Thanos isn't...
Must have been great for Loki to say, we have the Hulk. Like, just like Iron Man did.
Yeah, that throwback. Yeah, throwback. Yeah. I think we need to point out as well the missing Avengers from the film as well. Obviously, there's no Ant-Man and no Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Well, they were mentioned, obviously.
They were mentioned. They got a quick mention.
I reckon they'll be explained in Ant-Man and Wasp.
Yeah, I really hope that's the case, too. Because we don't really know yet when Ant-Man is taking place. Hasn't been confirmed, I believe. Just yet.
I don't know either. I'm assuming it's going to be like it's going to parallel this to a degree.
I hope so.
Lead into it. Like it'll kind of just get to the end.
Explain
part.
A couple of things.
Yeah, like maybe towards the end of the film, they're like, "Oh shit, all this is happening. We should probably get amongst that."
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So look, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, Captain Marvel's coming through as well. That has been announced as a prequel film. So
that was the post credit scene
in the 90s.
I was thinking about the post credit scene today as well. Something that, like that I was thinking about today is that you got S.H.I.E.L.D. right? Yeah. And S.H.I.E.L.D.'s this fucking entity that's had like they had a ship that turned into a floating spaceship
terrier
fucking thing. You know what I mean? They got all this technology at their hands. And the way he calls upon Captain Marvel is a fucking beeper.
Well, he's not with S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore. He's not with S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore.
Yeah, the S.H.I.E.L.D. is disbanded. It's done.
No, but I mean, I'm sure he still kept some of the technology.
But it looks like a makeshift pager.
I feel as though that is an Easter egg as to what's to come with Captain Marvel itself.
I think so as well, because obviously set in the 90s.
So it's a 90s thing, and she's... I guess essentially dormant because I mean there's been no mention of her up until this point.
Yeah, so maybe she's trapped in the 90s somehow. Maybe that's the only way because obviously they don't have new. No, hear me out. Because they don't have newer technology back there. They've only got beeper. So the only way he can contact it is through a beeper.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to explain it.
It's more of a security line, so secure lines sort of thing.
So
she's a powerful being.
Yeah.
Do you guys know Captain Marvel?
No, I don't know
Captain Marvel.
What her powers are, what she does, who she
is. Well, originally, I think it's either her father or someone. It was the Captain Marvel was a male, it was either a father or some sort of relative, who fought Thanos, and lost. That's why he got the gauntlet. But Captain Marvel, the female, I think his daughter came and actually finished the job. So now that it makes sense with the whole movie
she's got cosmic galaxy
powers. She's super OP.
Right. She's essentially the female the most Superman.
Yeah, but she's got like more powers than just, you know,
Supergirl, if you will.
Yeah, but more powerful than that.
Good.
She.
Good. Yeah. Well, look, they're going to need all the help they can get these guys back.
And when I felt the most when Spider-Man like just died.
That was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was.
And I was reading something today, like the article was like. So Spider-Man would have been the worst. Would have felt the worst while being disintegrated because he has enhanced sensation. So he would have been feeling. Right. That's why he was like crimping up.
Because
he can feel everything. He spider senses everything. So he's like, oh my god.
But yeah, Spider-Man saying goodbye to Iron Man. I think Rocket saying goodbye to Groot as well was another one that hit me.
Yeah.
But even just Bucky just saying Steve, you know what I mean? And then coming back to Captain America was obviously...
For me, Bucky was hardly in that movie. He was very, like...
Very small.
Said, like, three lines.
When you look back at it, though, the majority of the cast had very little anything. Because they needed to give so much to everyone.
Yeah.
That there was only much to give.
Captain America even as well. Yeah. He was a lot smaller role than
I think normal. The great thing of seeing like all the cast working together and in their different like heroes that you never saw before.
Yeah.
Like seeing Iron Man and Doctor Strange, that was great.
Their teamwork was really cool.
But just seeing their dynamics. Together. Because they're both alphas. And then you've got this kid, Spider-Man inside.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That was really good. And then you got another two alphas, Thor and Star-Lord. He's like, And then you got, that was great. And Peter Dinklage, that was great.
That was very funny. Mm. I love what they did with that, how he was like, you know, a dwarf, but a giant.
Giant dwarf.
So funny.
He must have a lot of fun. Like, I get to be a giant?
Yeah.
Really? I look down now?
It would have been a lot of time in a green room just talking to himself.
That's true.
Look, it was super great. Another thing that really got me was when Iron Man was stabbed. When he got hit, I froze.
I saw you in the corner of my eye. You went, hand up.
My hand went up and my hand went over my mouth and it stayed there for their whole like dialogue exchange. Yeah. I was like, no, this isn't happening. How can Tony die right now?
Yeah.
No, I won't accept this. That's probably the one that I couldn't come to terms with.
Right.
Yeah, I'm an Iron Man fan more than the Cap. When Civil War came out, Iron Man all the way. But I loved his suit.
See, a part of me kind of wanted him to die. Well, not wanted him to die, but was like, would have been content with a big death like that. Obviously, like if they had done that rather than half the universe, that would have been, I think, you know what I mean, almost of equal...
Mm.
Impact, maybe? I don't know. It's hard to say.
I don't know if it would have had equal impact. I think the fact that... Because, I mean, everyone kind of half expected going in to really experience... Well, at least for me, a big death.
Yes.
You were like, Steve Rogers is going in this one. This is kind of his sayonara film.
Yeah.
But he didn't die.
And then at the end, they kind of just took everyone out.
Mm.
Yeah.
And people that you were like, how could you do that?
And the rumor was the Winter Soldier would be the new Captain America, but like he's the one who disappeared. Like the writer's like, nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's all of these things that go, what? Like they just did such a great job to really throw everyone. Mm. And you know, Loki dying, Hamdor, Gamora, like all these other ones like throughout the film that you're like, what?
Yeah.
I thought only like one or two max, right? But you're going to take out all of these people?
Yeah. Mm.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
It's all random.
And all random.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's funny because now you've pretty much, well, the people you've got left is like the original Avengers. And then a few, you know, you got like Rocket and stuff as well. But like, you've pretty much got the original crew from Avengers 1 left in that. I mean, obviously, assuming Hawkeye is still somewhere.
Hawkeye's got to come in the next one. He's got to.
For sure. I was thinking about this, like, I wonder what the conversation would have been like as a producer or as a director, whoever told him. It was like, hey, you're not going to be in this fucking film that we've been waiting 10 years to make. You know what I mean? Like, how would you feel? I really hope he was okay with this.
Yeah.
You know? I think he is.
I hope they've given him some sort of, you know, something else to make up for it.
Well, they're probably going to be like, look, but you get this really badass moment in this, you know, Ant-Man or like...
Yeah. I hope it's Ant-Man. I hope he's got some sort of bigger role in that, perhaps. You know what I mean? But
look, undeniably. I also don't like that they've found a way to take Korg out of the universe by just destroying that ship and having everyone go, oh, everyone from Asgard's now dead, or what was on that ship.
Except, Valkyrie.
Valkyrie. I was like, where the hell's Valkyrie? Like, that would have been great. Well, she obviously didn't make it.
That's true, too.
Valkyrie.
Well, maybe they're on like another side mission. Maybe that will be the thing. They weren't like scouting for like places to set up the new Asgard.
You have some big hopes, young man.
I am just optimistic. I like to think that these people are still okay.
Michael's gonna rock up on the damn ship.
He will. He'll chin up the band and he'll whack Thanos square in the chin.
Fucking hell.
And then that's it. We'll save the day.
And Korg and everyone.
They're like, wait, we need to make one phone call. Quick, call Mr. WrestleMania. Like, we need him there. Fucking and in the distance, you just hear, like, he's coming. That's the sound of his ship.
I'd love to see Valkyrie back, though. She was really good.
She was fantastic. And, I mean, like, I think everyone wants to see Korg again, right? Yeah. We all want to see Korg again. He has so much potential in this universe. So
let's lead the revolution against Thanos.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
I think a scene between, like, Korg and Drax would just be fun.
Yeah.
I think.
You know, I've never thought about it before.
That would be sick.
That would be unbelievable.
Because Drax had some great moments in this movie as well. He's always in Guardians as well.
No.
But
you're
like,
a dude. This is a man.
Or he's like, I've mastered the art of standing still so I become invisible.
That was really
how long have you been standing?
Yeah. An hour. Just imagine he's like, hi Drax.
Really good. The cast is amazing. And like,
it's just works.
It's just crazy.
Sorry. And I think actually, seeing it both times as well, and I actually think one of the most underrated jokes in the movie that I thought was fucking hilarious, but I don't think got as nearly big of a laugh as it should have, was between Mantis and Jax, when Mantis was like, Drax, sorry, did I say Jax?
Jax, yeah, Jax tired.
Between Mantis and Drax, and Mantis was like, we're here to kick ass and kick names.
It starts with kick names. We're here to kick names and take ass.
I like Drax was like, yeah, that's right. Just that deadpan stare.
And Tony's reaction. Tony's like,
This is
the team I have to work with right now. I left the Avengers for this.
Tony and Peter were like, what?
Yeah, brilliant.
But like the whole Kevin Bacon is like, is it still the greatest movie? And like, it was never was. And he's like, what? so many great lines.
And then they ask about if Kevin Bacon's part of the Avengers.
I don't know. I haven't been there for a while.
He's like, yeah, it could be. Yeah, I don't know.
Very well.
And he's like, and I wish you good luck and farewell, morons.
And Star-Lord deepening his voice, saying, this is my noble voice.
You mocking me?
Very well done. And the chemistry of all the actors together. And they've never met, like,
so worked
together and stuff like that. I was hoping Tony Stark would make a side joke of Sherlock Holmes to Doctor Strange. That would be a little bit of a
That would be funny.
Yeah,
Strange was great. I really like.
For me, he was the real MVP.
He was awesome.
I just wanted to see him just do more magic. When he did like multiple, that was crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
But I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying that like he knows what needs to be done, right?
Yeah.
because he's seen it happen.
Yeah.
He didn't bother telling anyone else.
No, he's like, because he's like, it had to be done.
Yeah.
Like, giving him the stone. So he knows how this all pans out.
Definitely.
And they're also saying that maybe, like, with them disappearing, he's, like, created, like, an alternate universe now where these guys all go to and exist. And,
yeah.
Who knows? But, like, I don't know. People can theorize all they want.
They all could be, like, in the Soul Stone. Because, you know, that's what the Soul Stone does.
Okay.
Traps all the souls.
Sure.
That it kills.
And then upon potential destruction of this stone, everybody who was taken by it returns. Including Gamora. Chris.
I've got Loki.
She's dead.
No, Loki's She's still dead. Alive somehow. She's anyway.
Dead. He's dead.
He's alive in our hearts. He's alive in our hearts, man. And don't forget Heimdall too.
People love to die.
Heimdall is the one that I believe is like legit.
Yeah.
Because I mean Idris didn't really want the role anymore anyway, really? For one. Yeah. So I think that's, you know, part of one of the ways of kind of seeing him off. Also, like he out of everyone, he's kind of more insignificant. Like,
yeah.
Now that he like that he doesn't have to,
yeah.
Whatever, what's it called? The like the Rainbow Bridge thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like he's not the gatekeeper of it anymore. You know.
It's true. So yeah. Any last?
But upon that, any final thoughts?
We gotta wait a year.
So yeah, between now we've got like Ant-Man first, and then Captain Marvel.
I think it's the other way around.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Ant-Man's June, July, something like that. Yeah.
Marvel's next year, 19.
Is it? I thought it was the end of this year.
I've read it to 2019.
Okay, well, maybe it is. Maybe it is.
I have to wait another year. God damn it.
It's crazy. Yeah.
This one came out quick, though. Mm. This one came out quick.
It did. Yeah.
But we were waiting for so long.
10 years.
Waiting for so long.
It came quick. But 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, yeah. So I mean, that's our initial thoughts on the Infinity Wars.
We couldn't speak for the first half an hour.
We didn't. No, we could not speak. We were the last ones in the cinema. The very last ones in the cinema.
Yeah, we were. We were
before anyone. Everyone else left, and then
we had the people coming in, cleaning our way out.
I guess.
Yeah. They're cleaning up popcorn and everything. We just slowly walked out.
Yep. And yeah, we didn't speak. Jesse had to text us afterwards. We were in a shop and he's like,
all three of us together.
He said, do you guys want to go get lunch? Because we just physically couldn't talk. So yeah.
Crazy.
If you've had a similar experience, let us know in the comments or just what your thoughts are in general. Actually,
did you read an article? Yeah, someone actually had he fainted or had a heart attack or something like that.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
At the end.
I can see that.
So I think we all did as well.
We just don't know it yet.
We're actually in a coma right now, and we don't even actually know what's happening
this
around. This isn't real.
Yeah.
This is the other universe that we've been... Yeah. After the snap, we've now left.
Yeah.
The mirror image.
Consciousness. Yeah, I'm not too sure. But this is actually the first time the three of us have sat down on this couch together to do this podcast, apart from the one that never aired.
Yeah, without having a guest. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Except for the one that never aired.
Yeah, that one.
But this one is the first one.
So, first one without a guest. So, a bit of a special episode for you.
Yeah, special Avengers. We'll talk more, I guess, pop culture soon, later.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah, there'll be more of us, the three of us on the couch alone. And we're going to bring out our next guest real soon.
What's next book?
Here they are. No, it's not here.
Knock the door? No, no one. Pizza.
No, one's here. No one's here. So I guess we'll just leave you with that end credit scene. But until then, peace out. This is Jesse signing off.
MJ.
This is Chris.
And we'll talk to you real soon. Mad love.
Woo.
Hey guys, me again. Thank you and welcome to your end credit scene. Sorry, there's no big reveal of Thanos. It's just me coming at you once more on the 1-2 to thank you all once more for listening to the hashtag Actors Life podcast. Now be sure to subscribe to us and join us next time for another all new episode. You get that fresh if you subscribe to us, and make sure you get the little thing on the Facebook saying to reveal all our posts, because Facebook is now being a little bit weird and hiding all of our stuff. But you can find us on Apple's podcast otherwise, to make sure you get all the fresh and the latest. Also on SoundCloud and on Wooshka for all of you Android users out there. And don't forget to leave your comments, chuck us a like, and let us know what you think. Tell your friends. You don't have to be industry professional to listen to us, because we're pretty funny anyway. So,
other things, checklist. You can like us on the Facebook, follow us on the Instagram, follow all three of our personal social media platforms as well. Links are in the description and all over our other social media platforms. Until next time, thank y'all for listening. Keep on grinding. Mad love, internet. Peace.